Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us today. Welcome to Wake Up Ministry Sunday Enlightenment Services. We thank you for blessing us on this blessed day of our Lord, 2016, April 8th, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. As always, we will begin with the Lord's Prayer, as led by Sister Nye and Brother Yuri, followed by a scripture, as read by Sister Jay, and then a psalm, as read by Sister Zai. And then we'll be welcoming the wonderful man of God, Dr. Howard C. Taylor, Jr., God's Movement, to bless us with God's Word today. Sorry about the mix-up, and we did get started a little bit later today, so we do apologize for the delay, but every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., you can always reach us by calling in or by visiting our website ministries. Then you can also check out our Facebook. Please don't forget to like us at facebook.com/wakingupministries. And as always, you can, for prayers, healings, exorcisms, cleansings, whatever it is that you need with your spiritual warfare or simply seeking a closer walk with Jesus Christ, you can always call us, leave a message, or text us at 337-502-9553, or you can send us an email at wakeupministries1@gmail.com. Thank you again for joining us, and we hope you are blessed with the services today.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Glory to thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and give us on earth what we should do, and keep so it is not, and 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 it is not,
Amen.
I will be reading Luke chapter 9, verses 23 to 26. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up on me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and himself will be set to live? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my that he shall come down to his own way and in his father's as a
believer.
Amen. Amen. Chapter 112, verses 1-4. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and righteousness endureth, and his righteousness forever. Unto the upright arises light and darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. Amen.
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 Thank you for joining us on another wonderful Sunday, giving honor to God. Thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And before we get started, I want to say a prayer. Ladies, bow your head and cover them. Men, uncover them. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity you allowed us to serve you, waking us up, giving us another day. We thank you for this as a blessing in itself. We also ask that you circumcise the hearts of the listeners today, Father God, and flush out those evil ones, those wicked ones that are here to try to distort your ministry, Father God. We thank you in Jesus' name, in your name, Father God. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to hear some Micah, the 1, verse 1-10, then we're going to do Numbers, chapter 26, verse 19-22, and we'll go ahead to chapter 4, verse 12-17. When you get to Micah, please say amen.
Amen.
Let's get started. And the word of the Lord came to Micah, the Merochethite, in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, king of Judah, which he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. Hear all ye people, hearken, O earth, and all that therein, and let the Lord God be witness against you, and Lord from his holy temple. For behold, the Lord cometh forth out of his place, and will come down, and tread upon the high places of the earth, and the mountains shall be molten under him, and the valleys shall be cleft, and the wax before the fire, and as the waters, for that are poured down a steep place. For the transgression of Jacob is all this, and for the sins of the house of Israel, what is the transgression of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? And what are the high places of Judah? Are they not Jerusalem? Therefore I will make Samaria a heap of a field and a planting of a vineyard, and I will pour down stones thereof into the valley, and I will discover the foundation thereof. And all the graven images thereof shall be beaten, the pairs thereof shall be burned with the fire, and the idols thereof will I lay desolate, for she gathered it of the hire of the harlot, and they shall return in the hire of the harlot. Therefore I will wail and howl, I will go stripped and naked, I will make a wailing like the dragon, and the mourning as the owl. For her womb is uncurable, for it is come unto Judah. He is come unto the gate of my people, even to Jerusalem. Declare ye it not at Gath, weep ye not at all in the house of Ephrah, roll thyself in the dust. Now we head to Numbers 26, verses 19 through 22. The sons of Judas were and Onan. And and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Judah, after their families, were of Shelah, the family of the Shilonite, and Perez. For the family of Perez was the Perezite of Zephra, and the family of the Zerphite. And the sons of Perez were Hezron, the family of the Hezronite of Hamal, and the family of the Hamalite. These are the families of Judah, according to those that were numbered of them, 77,500. Now we're going to head to Samuel. That's our root, chapter 4, verse 12. We'll read it. And let thy house be like the house of Perez, who Tamar bare unto Judah, the seed which the Lord shall give thee of thy young woman. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord, which had not left thee this day without kinsmen, that his name may be famous in Israel, and he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life and nourisher of thine old age. For the daughter-in-law, which loved thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, had borne him. And Naomi took the child and laid it in the bosom and became nurse unto it. And the woman, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi, and they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now these are the generations of Perez. Perez begot Hezron, Hezron begot Ram, Ram begot Amminadab, and Amminadab begot Nashon, and Nashon begot Salmon, and Salmon begot Boaz, and Boaz begot Obed, and Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David. Now today we're going to speak about God's promises. and God made promises to Israel, and God made promises to David. And even though some things may have not went the way man was supposed to have it go, God always makes good on his promises. And Judah, daughter-in-law, Tamar, she was married to Er, and he died. As the Levirate lost, the brother is supposed to bring a seed for the brother, so he'll have his line to continue on. But Onan didn't want to do that, so he cast his seed to the ground, and God immediately killed him after that. And Judah told Tamar to wait as a widow, and when his younger son, Shelah, was old enough, she would wed him. But we're going to backtrack a little. Tamar was King David's daughter. She was the sister of Solomon. And Tamar, they were full-blooded. Mother, same father. And her half-brother raped her. And the older brother ended up killing him later on. And there's a lot of speculations, if you check blogs and all kind of other things, which concerns about this particular matter, but we're going to put things on the right path today. So after the rape, Tamar, she didn't conceive. And as you can see, God had plans for her. He was making good on his promises to David, making good on his promises to Israel. So he intertwined that blood. And Perez, ancestors of Joseph, who's the father of Jesus. But let me explain who Perez is. So she sat in wait for Judah to make good on his promises with his younger son. Then she found out he had gotten older, and Judah forgot about her. So he was headed to a festival, and she dressed up, as you would say, a prostitute. And she convinced him to come in. And he didn't have any money or anything, but he promised her a goat. And so she said, to make do on your promises, leave your ring and your cord and your staff. But before this, Judah had lost his wife, and he was probably going through some things, because you can see a man of his standpoint, his standard, wouldn't just give away those things because they identify his stature. And so later on, she got pregnant, and they spoke about her being a prostitute, and so got back to Judah, so he wanted to burn her. So then she sent word, and she sent his properties to him. And then he said, she is more innocent than I. So this is how Perez came into play. He was a brother. There was twins that came from Judah. And you can see how God took Judah's wicked sons, and he replaced them with two more sons. But the thing was, what I think Onan, because the older brother gets half, and the rest of the siblings have to split everything else. So if the seed wasn't to come up, then he would get more inheritance. But God always makes good on his promises. And you can see today how some people are being blessed and not even paying attention. Because the things that they're being blessed with, to them, they're so small, and they're not exactly what they wanted. So realize that God blesses you in stages. God's promises come in stages. This way, when he blesses you with something, no one can take it from you. As you can see time and time again, the different testaments in the Bible shows us all the promises that God has made good of. Because God promised himself to follow his commandments, he also wanted the same thing from his children. And being a child of God, we're supposed to follow the commandments. And this is the reason God drove many people out of certain countries and areas to get them away so they won't be tempted to disobey God's law. And the doctrine of Balaam has been practiced for many years, and it still goes on as a practice to help you, well, not help you, to basically mislead you into accepting wages for sin. And in a way, Onan was accepting wages for sin. And God will flush them out. God will always make good on his promises. So if God has promised you something today, yesterday, tomorrow, or in the past, just know it is coming. Maybe you have something in your life right now that needs to be weeded or flushed out. Maybe you got a boyfriend or girlfriend that you're having course with, you're fornicating with. Maybe you have a boyfriend or girlfriend that's someone else's spouse, which is also a commandment of God, and you're breaking it. And you can't expect God to bless you when you're not following his commandment. And God loves us so much that he sent his only begotten son. But he didn't send him right away. You know, he sent Jesus in stages to different people. Before he came in the flesh, he came through prophets and spoke with prophets, spoke to prophets, giving you exactly what God has taught him. And as time went by and the stages went by, God will always make good on his promise. Since the beginning of time, God was promising Jesus, a holy one. And Jesus came, and he sacrificed himself for us. And if you can't sit and think, oh, what a mighty God we serve, who is worthy to be praised and keeps his word and makes good on all his promises. If you're expecting something that you don't have yet, and you know in your heart that God has promised it to you, maybe that's something you're doing wrong. Maybe you have to take a deeper look. Might be something small to you, big to God. You're breaking some of the commandments, some way, shape, or form. So become a student of the word, and God can bless you the way he wants to bless you. With more than just eternal salvation, God wants you to be happy and hopeful. Son's name, in his name. Anybody here looking to have a closer walk with Jesus, looking to get baptized, come up or give us a call or email us, and we can work out all the finer details. You can call us at 337-502-9553 or email us at wakeupministries1@gmail.com, and I guarantee someone will get back to you. Ladies, bow your head. Men, uncover your head. Sit, stand, lay, kneel, however the Spirit moves you. Father God, I want to thank you once again for using me and using my household, Father God. I thank you for that. I thank you for the mercy you've had on all of us, Father God. I thank you, and I pray for more mercy on the mothers today, Father God. Guide them and direct them to be the mothers in Christ in you that you directed them to be, Father God. Some of them have made the wrong turn, and you know, and you give us the opportunity to come back, to repent, to remit our sins, and be covered by the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we also want to thank you, Father God, for the direction you've directed us in. There's some people out there going through some spiritual struggles, Father God, not just physical struggles. You got some voodoo or hoodoo, some witchcraft, some spoken word or contracts of some sort. They may have signed on with Satan, and they are pushing through the doctrine of Balaam, Father God. We ask that you teach them and guide them back. Give them the strength that they need through your Son, through you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, in your name, in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for this victory. Amen.
Amen.